Hello, it's the 26th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A man has been recalled to prison after threatening to kill a woman and her children. In October last year, Aaron Poynter was in a failed relationship but turned up at his ex-partner's home and refused to leave. He had a drug problem and was using crack cocaine for a fortnight before the incidents. The police were called and he was sectioned under the Mental Health Act and taken to a mental ward in Luton. From inside the ward, he called his ex-partner saying he wanted to rekindle their relationship but had gypsy friends watching her house and he would ask them to shoot her and her children if she didn't. He added he had a shotgun buried in a field and referred to one of the children as a spastic. The judge recalled Poynter to prison for an existing burglary conviction and added 7.5 months for the new offences. The University of Bedfordshire is encouraging young people to tell creative stories by drawing their own comic books. Through some free workshops, children can learn how to draw and tell engaging stories. Check the show notes for a link. Police are appealing for witnesses after a car crash on Goldington Road on Tuesday. At about 1 p.m, a blue Volkswagen and a silver Daihatsu collided by the Harvester restaurant, where one of the drivers assaulted the other. Beds Police said, "We would like to ask any motorists that were travelling in the area at the time to review their dashcam footage and check if any of the described vehicles or the assault was captured." After a raid in Ipswich, over 80 dogs have been recovered by police who believe some of the rescued poaches might have been stolen from Bedfordshire. If you or somebody you know has a missing dog, check the show note for a full identity parade. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.